Father, we thank you for this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you in the name of Jesus for another opportunity to gather around your word. Lord, I ask that you'd speak to us and cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen. Good morning. It's an honor to be in your space bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Yesterday, in discussing with us, one of the things that we discovered is that until your appreciation of the situation suggests that that situation is bigger than God, then there is no need to fear that situation. Fear that there is a way fear is presented. Fear is actually a dimension of reverence. When you revere something, there is a fear that comes upon you. You want to just comport yourself when you are around that thing, because you are just concerned about what it can do. Now there's fear in a good sense, in that sense, the sense of reverence. Oh, I honor this fellow. As such, I am putting myself together. I am in my best behavior around them. That's a sense of the word fear. Now, when you fear something and you literally, you see, when you are afraid of something, you literally modify your life around that thing. You either run into the room, you know, lock the door, escape. Some people, because of fear, even commit suicide. They die just because they are afraid. Whatever you do in fear is a suggestion that that thing is bigger than your appreciation of God. Until something is bigger than God, it really does not deserve your fear. The Bible says God is our refuge and strength. So I have maintained that it's our consciousness of God that actually jumpstarts our fearless living. What is in my heart this morning is to ask you, what do you think you bring to the table when you are approaching the matters of life? What do you think that you bring to the table? The Bible would record to us in Numbers chapter 23 that the prophet, or you know, he started out as a prophet, became a soothsayer, Balaam. He said, Balaam would often tell Balak, says, stand by your sacrifice. For you, it is this sacrifice that you bring to the table. I will go and consult with God. I will hear what he will say to me. This story is Numbers 22, 23, you know. What do you think that you bring to the table? You see, because your consciousness, what dominates your thoughts, is actually what you present, you know, in the realm of the spirit. It is actually what you bring to the table. When we ask you what you bring to the table, we are saying, what exactly do you, you know, what do you present when life asks you questions? For the believer, it is God that you bring to the table. God is mine helper. Psalm 54 and verse 4. The Lord is mine helper. Now, it says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, very instructive scripture. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said. Now, I don't have time to tell you, but that scripture is actually saying he is your possession. So be contented with him. Listen, what you bring to the table is God. You bring God to the table. And in the sacrifice of Jesus, you know, as we approach Easter, in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the life of God is in the blood of Jesus. What you bring to the table is the blood of Jesus. What you bring to the table is the sacrifice of Jesus on your behalf. Listen, what you bring to the table is enough to answer any question that comes to the table. Is it your rent? The blood of Jesus can answer it. Is it marriage? The blood of Jesus is the answer. Is it your children that are going one way? The blood of Jesus is what you bring to the table is enough for you to be confident. In my part of the world, when people go and do blood sacrifices, they become audacious in the territory. The believer should be the most audacious person in the face of life's challenges. Why? Because you bring blood to the table. You bring the blood of Jesus. You bring the sacrifice. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. We don't have fear. We have peace with God because we have been justified in the blood of Jesus. An understanding of this makes you a master of life. If you understand this, this is the beginning of fearless living. I trust that I bless you. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.